Maybe only 2% of the city of Columbia's energy, but nonetheless, methane gas from the Jefferson City landfill will soon be piped to Columbia, where Mayor Darwin Hindman presides over the only city whose residents require a portion of the electricity produced by the city utility be from renewable sources.
Leadership doesn't come with a roadmap to show you where you're going. So we really didn't know what to expect after we had done this as a community.
Columbia has contracted with Ameresco to pipe methane gas from the Jefferson City landfill 3 miles to the engine facility at the state prison. That gas will generate 3.2 megawatts of electricity, enough to power 2,000 Columbia Water and Light customers. Ameresco CEO George Sekulera says his company has been at the right place at the right time.
Because energy efficiency and renewables are the two most critical aspects or issues that we have in this country, especially as we address global warming and, more importantly, national security.
Ameresco also will capture the waste heat generated by the engines to provide steam and hot water for both the Jefferson City Correctional Center and the neighboring Algoa prison. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.